the pastry down, and then put some apples over it, and then put another layer of pastry, and then kind of build it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that was called?
I don't know that I do. I think it's apple pies,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, I just wondered if you ever used a term like family pie or big pie or...
Yes, we used a big pie.
Big pie.
Big pie. We had one here yesterday, peach.
Uh-huh.
My wife made it in a... She gave it to the... Didn't you remember me being telling her to get some of that peach pie?
Is that built up? Was that...
Yeah,
was that
she put in peaches and then put in... She first put a dough in there.
Yeah.
And then she put the peaches in there and put a dough on top of it.
Uh-huh. And then she put any more peaches
no,
on top?
No, she quit right there and put it in about that deep a dishwasher, you see.
Well, I mean... Like
I know what you mean. Yeah. They call them family pies.
Okay, that's what I'm going to... Now, all the different things you eat, you'd call those...
Vittles?
Yeah. And then a sweet liquid served with pudding.
We call that dip.
Okay. Now... something else that they talk about, it's about when apples are ground up to make apple.
Oh, cider?
Applesauce. This is something.
Applesauce.
Yeah. Now, is dip and sauce two different things? I mean, you have a sweet.
Dip and sauce is two. Applesauce is different.
Applesauce is different, but how about a sweet sauce? A sweet sauce, would that be the same thing as a dip?
No, I don't think so. No, a dip is a liquid.
Uh-huh.
It has the nutmeg and the sugar and things like that, and you pour it over your pie, over your big pie, when you take out a helping of that.
I see.
We call that dip.
Now, tell me about that a little more specifically, what it's made out of. You say it has nutmeg in it?
Yeah, I put nutmeg in it and some sugar, make it sweet.
And was it mixed with water?
No, mix with milk. Just put
I see.
Put milk and put your little nutmeg in it and put your some sugar in it.
Is that cooked or is it cold?
No, it's cold. Stir it all up, dissolve that nutmeg and the sugar in your milk, and then pour it over your pie. That's good.
I see. It's just like kind of like a very sweet milk.
Yeah, that's right. They call it dip. That's right.
I see. Well, now
it's flavored a little with the nutmeg, you know.
But it's almost like putting cream over your
that's
pie.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Because it's sweeter. I
that's
see.
Right, and has the flavor of nutmeg.
Uh-huh. And then, but now a sweet sauce would be more like a syrup. That. Dip is that specific thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the.
But your sweet sauce would be different to that, I think.
Sure. Okay. Now you said between meals, having something to eat between meals.
Snack.
Okay. And if you're talking about eating, you'd say, "How many meals have you today?"
If you're talking about what?
You talk about how many meals you consume.
Yeah.
I might say to you, "How many meals have you?" You want to know the number of times.
Three times. I've eaten three times.
Okay.
Or eaten.
Yeah, okay. And yesterday
I ate three meals.
Okay. And tomorrow I will.
Snack?
I will eat.
Eat?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about preparing this black liquid that you sometimes have for breakfast, dark colored liquid, call that.
Red eyed gravy, I do. I had it for breakfast this morning.
Okay. Now that's.
From the ham.
Uh-huh.
Well, I fried a piece of ham this morning and took the grease where the ham fried, pour just a little water in.
Uh-huh.
Usually just a spoonful of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And gives the color.
That's what gives it the color, huh?
Yeah, it colors it, and it's good. I had that for breakfast.
Uh-huh. How is coffee prepared?
Well, we got a dripulator. There's different ways. You have percolators and dripulators.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to prepare, but you probably wouldn't say, "I think I'll go prepare some coffee." You'd probably say,
"Make a pot of coffee."
Okay. And if if your wife is going to prepare a dinner, she wouldn't say, "I'm going to prepare supper." She would she be more likely to say, "I'm going to fix supper or make supper?"
I'm going to fix supper.
Okay. And then if you're thirsty, you might go to the sink and get a
drink of water.
Right. And get it in a